Hello there. This is Dr. Lance Lichter, web editor for the journal Anesthesiology, and I have on the line with me Dr. Emil Poilomano, who is the head of the Emergency Department and Intensive Care Unit at the Maria Vittoria Hospital in Torino, Italy, and he's the senior author of the article Deep Impact of Ultrasound in the Intensive Care Unit, the ICU Sound Protocol. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. I am happy to be with you.
Very good. So, first of all, could you briefly share with us your study's findings?
Yes. I think that the main finding of our study is that an ultrasound examination at ICU admittance can increase diagnostic accuracy. And overall, we think that the examination must be done by the attending physician as soon as possible. So the physician can link clinical data with data from an ultrasound examination. So we found a high prevalence of unsuspected abnormalities in acute air failure, in septic shock, in respiratory insufficiency. And I wish to remember, but another thing we must underscore, that is that using optic nerve sonography, we can reveal a good number, six cases of unknown intracranial hypertension. Optic nerve examination is easy, is not time consuming, and so in our experience, is very important for the ICU patient.
You said that ICU physicians should do these ultrasound studies. At least in the United States, I'm not sure how many physicians are trained to do this. Were you trained how to do ultrasound when you were in training?
Yes. Well, also in Italy, we have the same problem. So we have to train our physician by ourselves. So we proceeded in this way. The first step was to attend courses on emergency ultrasound in other hospitals in our city, also out of Italy, of course. After that, all our physicians attended at the cardiology unit, where they perform a lot of echocardiography, and in the radiology department for abdominal examination, chest examination, vein examination. After that, they were tutored inside the ICU from cardiologists and radiologists during our examination. So when cardiologists said us, "Go along, you can do it," We started doing examination by ourselves. But also in Italy, we don't have a mandatory training for ultrasound in ICU.
Fair enough. How did you come up with the idea of the study?
Well, we have seen in everyday practice the impact of ultrasound. So we wished to measure and to evaluate it, and so we began writing the protocol, writing the study, and sending it to the ethical committee. It comes from everyday work.
True. That's how all great studies, I believe, are started. In the United States, at least, patients may be heavier than in Italy. Do you think the results would be as applicable in the United States, or in countries at least where patients may be not as have as low of a BMI as in Italy?
Yes. I think that the more heavier the patient, we can have more benefits from ultrasound examination in ICU. In our study, we saw that ICU mortality was higher in patients with two or more new pathological findings. Patients with no ultrasound pathological findings had a better prognosis. So even if your patients are heavier than ours, I think that ultrasound could be useful and perhaps more useful.
The other problem with ICU patients is they have such problems as subcutaneous emphysema, bandages, and digestive gas. You excluded these patients from your study. How much of an issue do you feel this would be for ICU patients in other areas?
Well, I think that, and I saw this in our experience, I think that the main limitation we can have the main limitation in a trauma center where you have a lot of thoracic trauma. Because subcutaneous emphysema is the main limitation. We can remove bandages, of course, but subcutaneous emphysema, it is difficult to examine the chest with it. It is nearly impossible, and patients with thoracic trauma often have subcutaneous emphysema, and in these patients, lung examination is very useful because you can identify pneumothorax, rib fractures, pleural effusion. This is a major limitation, in my opinion.
This study was not randomized. Are you planning this for the future?
No, really, I don't plan it because, in my opinion and in my staff opinion, this could be unethical. Up to date, we cannot work in ICU without the aid of ultrasound. And I think it will happen the same thing that happened for central vein cannulation. Now, up to date, we don't perform a central vein cannulation without the aid of ultrasound. And in my center, in my unit, the everyday use of critical care ultrasound is mandatory for us.
Dr. Mano, this was a fascinating study, and I hope our listeners will read the article in full. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Okay. Thank you to you very much.